Racing HQ, brought to you by the Kosciuszko. Buy a $5 ticket for your chance to win a share in a horse running in the $1.3 million race. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
Jason Cotter joins me. Morning, Jason.
Morning, Cozzy.
Now, you're looking forward to a big day today. Michael said the track raced well yesterday. How did you find it?
Yeah, no, it was good. Obviously, had a bit of wear and tear off after that Sunday meeting they had on this track, but in all fairness, it did actually race pretty even.
Now, you got a good ride in the Cup today, Vaucluse Bay. You're right in the market, the Chris Water horse.
Yeah, he's a good chance. He was sort of like eighth or ninth last start, but it was in quite a good race at Queensland there. It's only 1.9 off the winner that day, and I was quite happy with the run leading into this race, yeah.
Where do you hope to be in the run today, Josh?
I'll see what Chris says, what he wants, but I'd imagine I'd be up near the speed. I'd be in the first three or four.
It's a pretty hot race, isn't it?
The top couple, obviously the Kiwi horse, he's pretty tough horse, and sort of backing up after that Caloundra Cup win, I think it was. So he's going to be hard to beat. But like I said, my horse, he's going well. He took a few boxes.
You had a couple of nice rides during the day, and the second, Buffalo Girl. Do you know much about this? It's only lightly raced.
I know a wee bit about it. Some friends of mine train it, Lisa and Paul. So they asked me when they found out I was coming, and they saw the race. They quickly booked me. So look, she went well the other day. She was burnt early in the race, and then got taken on, and she stuck on pretty well. So. Look, she'll be positive from the barrier and put her in the race.
In the third, the Tab Mother's Gift, you got a nice ride here for Alan Keown, Bedtime Stories. Won at Gosford two starts ago, and it was a good run at Canterbury last run.
Yeah, it was. It was, yeah. Obviously, she's been racing in some nice races, class-wise compared to others in this race, but I guess the 1400 is the question mark. But she does have a soft gate, so see what Alan wants to do, but... obviously, she'll be trying to ride her to see the 1400 out strong.
You got a very nice ride in this two-year-old showcase, the fourth, Rebet Kavanagh-Iger. He was smart the other day in the that race he won at Dubbo.
Yeah, he was. He was. Brett quite likes him too. I was speaking to him last night, so he's got a nice barrier as well, which helps. So he should get a soft run, and you'd expect him to be strong late.
Yeah, pick-up ride for Kristen Buchanan in the fifth. It's got a good chance too, designated. It's amongst your good day.
I think it's a very good chance. If you put a line for its last run on a heavy track, where they didn't go overly quick and he was back in the field, his run prior to that was very good, running quiet over 1,000 in a very, what's looking to be a very good form race. So I think he'd be quite hard to beat today.
In the sixth year on Torfic Boy for Chris Lees, this horse is, he's got place form first up. He's been placed four or five.
He has. He's been thereabouts. Second up form's probably better. But no doubt Chris had the two trials, so I don't think fitness horse should be a worry first up, being one of Chris's.
Now, the eighth, the Kirby, the 1,000, they just go... like cut cats in this, don't they? They really do hook along, and you're on a smart one for Sue Grills at Tiller. Last start, it won the Cannonball at Canamble. It won its game before that.
Yeah, hopefully they go quick. that would really suit me down to the ground. It's racing very well at the moment. Obviously the barrier's probably a touch awkward, but if we can get a bit of a drag into the race and expose late, I think we could be able to get over top of them.
Tell you what, you got a good book of rides.
Yeah, no, I'm really happy. Manager's done a good job.
You might have to sling a bit after this, Jay. What's the pick of them today?
I like Tristan Buchanan's, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Now, Cradle Mountain pulled out yesterday. We'll run in the Winter Stakes Saturday?
Yeah, we're going to have a look at the track tomorrow afternoon when we get back into Sydney, see how it is and go from there. But at this stage, yes, he'll run there.
All right. Terrific. Well, Jase, good luck today. Hope you have a top day.
Thanks, Cozzy.